Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. On a day like today, 35 years ago, India lost a young and vibrant Prime Minister, Rajiv Gandhi, to a senseless act of terrorism, and this anniversary is observed nationwide as Anti-Terrorism Day. Rajiv Gandhi, the 6th Prime Minister of India, was born on 20th August 1944. In Bombay, and he assumed office at the young age of 40 on 31st October 1984, just hours after the assassination of his mother, Indira Gandhi. He served as the Prime Minister until 2nd December 1989 and was posthumously awarded the Bharat Ratna in 1991. His tenure is often credited with seeding India's information technology and telecommunications modernization. The assassination of Rajiv Gandhi occurred on 21st May 1991 during a Congress election campaign rally for the 10th Lok Sabha at Sriperumbudur, Kanchipuram district, Tamil Nadu. The bomber, Thinmoji Rajaratnam, also known as Dhanu, detonated an RDX-laden belt while bending to garland him at approximately 10:21 p.m. 16 others, including the bomber and a photographer, Haribabu, were killed. The motive behind this assassination was the hostility of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, or LTTE, towards Rajiv Gandhi due to the Indian peacekeeping force operations against Tamil Tigers in northern Sri Lanka from 1987 to 1990. The LTTE saw a possible second IPKF deployment if Congress returned to power. The investigation into this assassination was carried out by a special investigation team of the CBI under D.R. Karthikeyan, which cracked the conspiracy, although the mastermind, Shivrasan, also known as One-Eyed Jack, and his accomplices died by cyanide before capture. The Jain Commission of Inquiry, set up in 1991 and headed by Justice M.C. Jain, submitted its report in 1997-98, examining the larger conspiracy and security lapses. The Verma Commission also examined security failures. The Tara Court convicted 26 accused in 1998, and the Supreme Court commuted the death sentences of three in 2014. All seven convicts were released in November 2022 after the Supreme Court invoked Article 142. The LTTE was banned in India under the UAPA on 14th May 1992, and this ban has been periodically renewed, most recently in 2024 for 5 years. Now, let us turn to the evolution of India's counter-terror legal architecture. India's anti-terror jurisprudence has oscillated between robust executive powers and constitutional safeguards on civil liberties. The UAPA, or Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, is the central statute today, with Section 15 defining a terrorist act and Section 35 allowing the designation of individuals or organizations as terrorists, which was added in 2019. Section 43D(5) bars bail if the court, on a prima facie reading of the case diary, believes the accusation is true, which is a high threshold widely contested. The judicial interpretation of UAPA bail has been significant, with the Supreme Court holding in the case of NIAV Jahoor Ahmed Shah Watley in 2019 that courts cannot weigh evidence at the bail stage, and the case diary's prima facie reading suffices. This made UAPA bail extraordinarily difficult. However, in the case of Union of India v. K. Najib in 2021, the Supreme Court carved out a constitutional exception, stating that prolonged incarceration without trial violates Article 21, permitting bail despite Section 43D(5). In another case, Vernon Gonsalves and Arun Ferreira v. State of Maharashtra in 2023, the Supreme Court granted bail in the Bhima Koregaon case, requiring a genuine application of mind to evidence, not mere reproduction of charges. Now, let us look at the institutional counter-terror framework. Operation Sindoor, launched on 7 May 2025, in response to the Pahalgam terror attack on 22 April 2025, which killed 26 civilians, marked a significant shift in India's doctrine. This operation involved precision missile and drone strikes on 9 terror launch pads in Pakistan and POK, including Bahawalpur, the headquarters of the Jaish-e-Mohammed, and Muridke, the headquarters of the Lashkar-e-Taiba. The four-day kinetic exchange ended in a DGMO-level understanding on 10 May 2025. This represents a paradigm shift from the earlier responses, such as the Uri surgical strikes in 2016 and the Balakot airstrike in 2019, as Operation Sindoor was deeper, wider, and explicitly tied to a water treaty cost imposition. In the International Counter-Terror Framework, the UN Security Council Resolution 1373, adopted on 28 September 2001, under Chapter 7, is the cornerstone of global counter-terrorism obligations. It requires countries to criminalize terror financing, freeze terrorist assets without delay, deny safe haven to terrorists, and establish the Counter-Terrorism Committee. The Financial Action Task Force, or FATF, founded in 1989, has 40 recommendations on anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism. India's Mutual Evaluation Report in 2024 placed India in the regular follow-up category, the highest compliance bracket, joining countries like the UK, France, and Italy. India has been pushing for the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism, or CCIT, which was proposed by India in 1996 at the UN General Assembly. However, a universal definition of terrorism remains elusive due to disagreements on the definition of terrorism, with some countries distinguishing between state and non-state actors, and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation insisting on exempting national liberation movements. India has consistently raised the issue of CCIT at the UN General Assembly and the BRICS Counter-Terror Working Group. Now, let us look at the trends in India's internal security landscape. Left-wing extremism, or LWE, affected districts have fallen from 126 in 2013 to 38 in 2024, according to data from the Ministry of Home Affairs. The Union Home Minister, Amit Shah, set a target of 31st March 2026 for ending LWE, which has been partially achieved with major operations in Bastar, Sukma, and Bijapur in Chhattisgarh. In Jammu and Kashmir, post-Article 370 abrogation, terror incidents have declined from 417 in 2018 to under 50 in 2024, although the recent Pahalgam attack has reopened debates on the Raisira-Jauripur soft belt. Northeast insurgency has also seen significant progress, with the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, or AFSPA, being progressively withdrawn from large parts of Assam, Manipur, Nagaland, and Arunachal Pradesh since 2022. However, Manipur ethnic violence, which started in May 2023, remains a flashpoint. Cyber and radicalization are also significant concerns, with the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, or IFOC, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, tackling online radicalization, and the UAPA adding cyber terrorism in 2019. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers post-independence India and modern history, including Rajiv Gandhi's era reforms, the IPKF and Sri Lankan Tamil question, and the computerization drive. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance, including center-state friction over the National Counter-Terrorism Center, or NCTC, UAPA and federalism, and Supreme Court jurisprudence on bail. Additionally, it is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers internal security, including counter-terror laws, terror financing, and FATF. Finally, it is relevant to GS Paper 4, which covers ethics, including the liberty versus security trade-off, the ethics of preventive detention, and the conscience-keeping role of the judiciary. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Rajiv Gandhi was born on 20th August 1944 in Bombay and sworn in as the 6th Prime Minister of India on 31st October 1984, at the age of 40. He was assassinated on 21st May 1991 at Sriperumbudur, Tamil Nadu, by Thenmoji Rajaratnam, also known as Dhanu, an LTTE suicide bomber. The LTTE was founded in 1976 by Velupilli Prabhakaran and was banned in India under the UAPA on 14th May 1992. The UAPA was enacted in 1967, with major amendments in 2004, 2008, 2012, and 2019. The National Investigation Agency, or NIA, was established in 2008, with its headquarters in New Delhi. The UNSC Resolution 1373 was adopted on 28 September 2001, under Chapter 7, and the FATF was established in 1989, with its headquarters in Paris. The CCIT was proposed by India in 1996 at the UN General Assembly and remains pending. In conclusion, the evolution of India's counter-terror architecture is a complex and multifaceted topic, with significant implications for national security, international relations, and human rights. As you prepare for the UPSC examination, it is essential to understand the nuances of this topic and its various dimensions, from the legislative framework to the institutional mechanisms and international cooperation.